you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Well, how about that? As it turns out, Tom Brady is human, after all. Who knew? Yes, I'm going to talk about football. I only have so many more chances. I have to admit, I was secretly pretty happy about the Philadelphia Eagles winning the Super Bowl. And no, not because I'm a Brady hater. I actually think he's a fairly down-to-earth guy. For a superstar. I mean, how humble can you be with 5 Super Bowl rings, for crying out loud? And of course, I don't really know the guy personally. Heck, I've never even met him. But on the surface, he seems like a level-headed type. He works extremely hard to stay in shape year-round, and he does a really good job of it, too, especially given his age. After all, he's the oldest man to ever start at quarterback in a Super Bowl. But I'll also admit that celebrities can do a good job of hiding their personalities from the general public, and I don't know what kind of guy Tom Brady really is, but from a distance, he seems genuine. No, I'm not a Brady hater, or a Bill Belichick hater, or even a Patriots hater. But I am tired of seeing New England win the Super Bowl every year. Or I guess in this case I should say play in the Super Bowl every year, because they certainly didn't win this one, did they? You know, when the Eagles went ahead, it was about 2 minutes to play, you just couldn't help but think Brady and Belichick and the rest of the Patriots all looked at each other on the sideline and said, okay, we're behind by less than a field goal with just over 2 minutes left in the Super Bowl. We got them right where we want them. And I said those very words to my son Derek as we were watching the game. And he said back to me, yeah, you just kind of expect the Patriots to rise up and win this thing, don't you? And I did. When the Eagles stripped the ball out of Brady's hand and recovered the fumble, I was shocked. I mean, that Philly defense has forced big takeaways all year long. But I was not expecting one in that moment, on that stage especially. I could almost envision in my mind exactly how Tom Brady was going to march New England right down the field for the winning field goal. Again. You know, throwing to Rob Gronkowski 6 or 7 times. But it was not to be. And as much as I pride myself on being a student of the game of football, I'll admit, I was shocked. But it was a magnificent game, wasn't it? I haven't really looked at the scores, but it seems to me that the last few Super Bowls have been pretty exciting, you know, coming down to the last play and all that. And it was great fun to watch, especially all together with my family. Oh, my wife and daughter-in-law are not as engaged in watching football as I am. My son and grandson and my daughter are. We all enjoy it, but we all had a good time just being together, and my grandson loved it because he got to stay up late. But there were some really interesting stats that came out of this Super Bowl, and to me, this is the most interesting one of all. There have only been 2 native-born Texan quarterbacks who have started and won the Super Bowl. And Nick Foles, the Eagles' backup quarterback in the Super Bowl this year, he's one of them. He attended Austin Westlake High School. Do you know who the other one was? Cue up the Jeopardy music, please. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Got it yet? No? How about now? No? Still no. Okay. Bum, 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 ba-dum, bum, 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 boom, boom. Give up? Drew Brees. Yeah, he started at quarterback for the New Orleans Saints a few years ago. And here's the really cool fact that very few people know. Drew Brees played high school football at, want to take a guess? Cue up the Jeopardy music. No, I'm not going to do that again. Drew Brees played high school football at Austin Westlake High School, the same place Nick Foles played. Now, they were about 10 years apart, true. But still, isn't that amazing? Only two native-born Texans have started at quarterback for a Super Bowl-winning team in 52 years, and both of them played for the same high school. Wow, that is some weird stuff right there. But now we enter into what I dejectedly refer to as the dark days of no football for the next 8 months. I think my wife is secretly pretty happy about it, but she would never admit it, at least not to me anyway, because she knows how much I love football. But she gets a little tired of my obsession by the end of the season. Oh, let's be honest, she gets real tired of it by the end of the season. And I know I need to drop the pity party routine because there's a lot to look forward to about Houston sports right now. The Rockets are tearing up the NBA, and of course the Astros are coming off their first World Series title, so we've got plenty to be excited about. But I will admit I get more than just a little depressed thinking about no football for the next 8 months. Oh well, I've always got the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, don't I? And there's plenty to be excited about around here, too. For instance, there are three, not one, not two, but three important celebrations coming up this next week. And all of them are directly related to cooking and eating good food. So we got a couple of really interesting guests lined up to help us figure out what to throw on the fire for these celebrations, and I'm sure they'll be full of great ideas for us. But more about them in a moment. First, let's talk about the three celebrations. You know, the cities of Houston and New Orleans have always had a lot in common. We're both located on the upper coast of the Gulf of Mexico. We're both major seaports for this part of the country. But nothing ties the two cities together more closely than Mardi Gras. And Mardi Gras always means good food, right? In fact, Fat Tuesday is this week, and oddly enough, it falls on Tuesday again. Imagine that. My wife is a Louisiana native, so Cajun cooking and food is a staple in our household. Nobody, and I do mean nobody, makes a better bowl of red beans and rice than my wife, Cindy. And her cornbread is like cake, as my dearly departed mother liked to say. I reminded my wife of that one time, and she said, "Yeah, that makes it sound like Yankee cornbread, you know, that has sugar in it." And I told her, no. Mom was just talking about the consistency of your cornbread is so soft and yummy that it's a lot like cake. Now, Cindy understands that, but she just wants me to make sure that all of you know she doesn't put sugar in her cornbread. My goodness, that would be blasphemy in my family. But it is like cake. But Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras are just the beginning of our work week here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Then comes Valentine's Day on Wednesday. I don't know if my body can handle that, calorically speaking. You know what I mean? But we all need to reevaluate what we give our heartthrobs for Valentine's Day, because flowers and candy are just so predictable and boring. Instead, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show suggests you cook for your sweetie. What could be a greater act of love? So we've lined up a truly delightful guest to talk to us about both Fat Tuesday and Valentine's Day Wednesday. She's got a lot of good advice for dishes to make those days special. Her name is Harriet Robin. She's an instructor at the New Orleans School of Cooking. She is absolutely a wealth of culinary expertise, and she's a bona fide Cajun, as you'll find out when you hear that NOLA accent. And then the third celebration we'll feature in this week's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is the Lunar New Year, or as most of us call it, Chinese New Year. What I didn't know, and I'd venture most of you didn't know either, is that virtually all Asian countries celebrate the Lunar New Year. So we're going to discuss all that with Dan Lee, who owns and operates the Pho Shack. It's down in Fort Bend County, where I live. Pho, if you didn't know, is a truly tasty noodle-based soup from Vietnam. It's got lots of good stuff in it. Well, I'll let Dan tell you all about it. So, even though football season is over, there's still a lot to be excited about here on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Because like I always say, and just in time for Fat Tuesday, a Cajun will deep fat fry a rock, and a Texan will eat it.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side-by-side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first-place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Say hello to Harriet Robin of the New Orleans School of Cooking. Hi, Harriet. How you doing?
Hey, Randy. How are you today?
Doing very well. Harriet has a personal and professional background in cooking.
Yes.
So let's get started by having you tell us, who was your mentor in the kitchen?
Well, my mentor in the kitchen was my mother and grandmother, for sure. But I've always been interested in cooking. And to be honest with you, Randy, I wanted to be a home economics teacher. So the word home economics sort of sets my age. Home economics, that was my big thing in life. I sort of got sidetracked.
What were your earliest memories of working in the kitchen? Just say with your grandmothers.
Well, with my grandmother, I had a grandmother in Acadiana, in the countryside, and we lived with my grandmother in the city of New Orleans, the Creole city of New Orleans. My grandmother in New Orleans was Irish, but my grandmother in the city always wanted to do things very quickly because she could hear the streetcar going back and forth about two blocks from our house, and she wanted to be on that streetcar going downtown to shop or to go to the movies, where my grandmother in the countryside, that was her life, the home and the kitchen, and she cooked all day for her family. Things took all day to cook way back then. And what I remember first was making a roux with my grandmother in Acadiana, and it took 1 hour.
Wow.
Because it was on the lowest of fires, and honey, to a 10-year-old child, that was eternity. Eternity. So I wound up copying what my grandmother in the city did, and we put color on it, and that was it. That was it. We went off and played.
But Harriet also has a formal degree in food and nutrition, so tell us how that happened.
Well, that happened because of a sister, a Dominican nun, at my college. I stayed in New Orleans for college, and that year, the only language which I had to take, of course, was Latin. And all I had in high school was French. And here I walk into this class, and I figured, I'm not going to make this class. I'm the only egg in my parents' basket. I'm an only child. So when I finished the class, I said, I got to get out of that. I said, is there anything that doesn't require a language? And they went through the book, and they said, oh, look, food and nutrition. That's how I got into food and nutrition, because I didn't want to take Latin. And then had a great career in dietetics. Did an intern in Cincinnati, Ohio, with Sister Jeanette Marie. And wasn't easy. You had to do 365 days. That was it. If you got sick, you didn't graduate with your class. You stayed over. And that was the first time I had ever left New Orleans. And I was 21. I mean, I finally got to see what the rest of the world looked like, and that was Cincinnati.
What brought you back to the South?
Well, my home is in the South. So after internship, I came back home and married my college sweetheart, and I still worked. I was getting ready to have my third child, and that's when I quit working and stayed home for the next dozen years, and then went back to my career in 1979. And I've worked in three different hospitals here in the city. And it was a wonderful, I'll tell you, being the mother of five children gave me the experience to be a supervisor of people, you know, because sometimes I had to face the hard decision of reprimanding, of writing up, of letting go. And of course, those are hard things to do. I don't even know why I'm talking about that right now, but it was hard to do. But being a mother, you have to do the same thing. You have to correct, even when you don't want to or you don't feel like it. You look the other way, you know. But no, you can't do that. You have to do what's right. So being a mother really helped me in my career.
The subject matter for today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show spans three different and very significant events that all take place this next week. And the first one is Fat Tuesday. Now, Harriet is a New Orleans resident, and she can give us uneducated Texans a much more comprehensive overview of Fat Tuesday and Lent and how that all fits together. Just assume we don't know anything and fill us in, Harriet.
Okay, well, Mardi Gras has been celebrated in New Orleans almost since the day we were established in 1718 because it's a Catholic holiday, and this is a Catholic community. And being a movable feast, it's never the same every year. It moves according to where Easter is. And then you count 47 days backwards, and that will be the beginning of Lent. And Lent begins with Ash Wednesday. The day before Lent is a day of celebration. In other words, if you're going to eat and drink, the day before Lent begins is the day you do it. And that's that is Mardi Gras Day. And honey, do we let loose? We really let loose in New Orleans. New Orleans did not begin Mardi Gras. That took place in Mobile. Because Mobile at that time was the main city. But then once they established the port of New Orleans, Mardi Gras is celebrated over here. And we just have made it so big. On any given night, there are as many as 3 parades a night. And I'm telling you, it's not for the weak. It isn't for the weak. People are eating. I mean, when you go to a parade, you might be there 5 hours, and that's not an exaggeration. And, of course, you go with children, and everybody's got to get their homework done before we leave the house. And you bring sandwiches along the way. Oh, I'm telling you, it by the time we live through Mardi Gras Day, Ash Wednesday is a relief. You're looking forward to it. It's thank heavens I made it through another one, you know. But we eat, and I don't want to say we eat and drink, but of course, you know, we drink. But you always have, like the good nuns. I'm a product of the Catholic school system. Remember, ladies, you have to give good example. So when I became a mother, that was the end of really enjoying my drinking days. Now, I'm in my 70s, and I can enjoy an old-fashioned or two. But eating? Oh, honey, I can eat everything.
So Fat Tuesday and Mardi Gras, by extension, are just designed to give people the opportunity to kind of fatten up before they deny themselves things for the 40 days of Lent.
Absolutely.
So with that in mind, what are the traditional savory dishes that people eat during Mardi Gras and Fat Tuesday? In other words, what Cajuns eat every day, right, Harriet?
Okay, I will tell you this. For my family, once they started having my grandchildren, I gave a room on the parade route, and it's right next door to an excellent restaurant. That's using your head. Number one, you've got a clean room to go to with a clean bathroom. Secondly, you've got a restaurant right there. But we still bring our food. With all that food right there at our hands, we're making gumbos, jambalayas. These are things that will feed a multitude of people. I can put a gumbo together for 68 people in an hour, especially if I'm making it an andouille and chicken gumbo. You buy the rotisserie chicken. Make it easy on yourself. I can get that together. The trick is to keeping it hot so it doesn't spoil. I make my jambalaya, I make my gumbo, potato salad. A mother-in-law will bring that. You can't do it all. Spread it out.
Well, my late father-in-law was a master at fried catfish that he caught on trot lines and yo-yos in Lake Toledo Bend.
Oh, yes.
So give us your best fried catfish recipe for Fat Tuesday.
Oh, it's got to be sliced thin. And I would recommend putting that catfish in the freezer till it gets hard, because then you can slice it very thin. Slice it like you would slice salmon, you know what I mean, on an angle, but very thin. And then put it in your best batter, whether it's an egg wash and just cornmeal, and the oil has got to be hot, because it literally has to sizzle the minute it hits that oil. It doesn't take a long time to cook because it's seafood, and it's sliced so thin. Put it in, pull it out almost. You know what happens? It falls in, goes down. When it rises to the top, it's cooked.
Ah.
And the sizzle goes down. So you listen for it. When we cook, you use all your senses. You can smell it, you can see it, you can taste it, you can hear it. So when that sizzle subsides, that catfish is way cooked.
Harriet, we've run out of time in this segment. We didn't even get to king cake or donuts. We'll have to talk about that next time.
Oh.
Valentine's Day is also coming up this next week. Can you stick around long enough to talk about that day too, Harriet?
Oh, I'd love to.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side by side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back now with Harriet Robin of the New Orleans School of Cooking. Harriet has a formal degree in food and nutrition from St. Mary's Dominican College, but more importantly, she has a lifetime of experience in the kitchen, both professionally and personally. She's worked in a hospital kitchen for 30 years. She's raised 5 kids. I bet she's got some great war stories. We don't have time for those. She spent all day long over a hot stove for many decades, in addition to being a registered dietitian. But Harriet launched a new career as a professional tour guide in the French Quarter several years ago. How did that happen, Harriet?
Well, that happened after I retired, Randy. Randy. You know, I stayed home for one solid year thinking I had to go back to work on a Monday. You know, and then finally after 52 Mondays, I said, girl, you don't have to go back. You're retired. Have fun. And it was a girlfriend who called and said, Harriet, they're beginning to register people for the French Quarter walking tours. If you're interested, it's going to be held at the Cabildo. That's our flagship museum. And the organization is called Friends of the Cabildo. So I went for an interview, and I was accepted, and the classes began. And, you know, it gave me a whole new, a correct outlook, because of some things that we grow up with, the stories about New Orleans, they're just stories. They're not facts. But here at the Friends of the Cabildo, I learned from the curators, historians, authors, professors, you learn the real material. And that's how I got involved as a tour guide. At the time, Randy, I didn't know I had to give 2 years of tours. I thought I was going for fun, just to get the information. No. They wanted payback. So I stayed as a tour guide for 9 years. And then by that time, I had picked up at the New Orleans School of Cooking. So it got to, I had too much on my plate. So I had to stop doing the tours, which I love. So I had to draw back. I just had to.
So in the process of teaching tourists from literally all over the world how to cook traditional New Orleans dishes like gumbo, jambalaya, even pralines, Harriet and Anne were partners in culinary crime, if you will. And it says in your bio that people constantly asked, do you have a cookbook? So did you have a cookbook?
Well, we didn't have a cookbook, but we decided after being asked so many times, we wrote a cookbook. And we wrote the cookbook for our grandchildren because we didn't want them to grow up and not know family stories and family recipes. I have 5 boys and 1 little girl. And the boys are interested in cooking. Some of their favorite shows are the cooking channels. They love it. But we had a good time writing that book. It brought back a lot of memories. It really did. But I'll tell you, what you see is volume one, because if Ann and I did a volume two, we'd kill each other. We found out this about each other. We cook differently, Randy. We cook differently.
Doesn't everybody?
I know. I said, Ann, this is my way of doing it. You have your way. I have my way. But anyway, we're so proud of the cookbook. I wish Ann was with me today. It was Ann who got me the job at the school because I heard her talking about it one night at a meeting, and I said, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let me know if they need anybody.
So what's the title of the book?
The title of the book is Across the Table.
And how do people get a copy of it?
Well, you would contact the New Orleans School of Cooking. The phone number is area code 504-525-COOK. And the web is www.nosoc.com.
Now, in this segment of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, we're going to talk about Valentine's Day. I've said this many times on this show. Nothing says I love you better than a good old-fashioned home-cooked meal. So, aside from Cajun cuisine, what do you suggest for Valentine's Day, Harriet?
Well, I have two. I know it sounds crazy, but I like dobe and spaghetti. Dobe is a Creole dish here in New Orleans. And it just, if I wanted to make it simpler to describe it to someone, it is a chuck roast in a reddish brown gravy served over pasta with a great salad. And the salad would have to have seafood in it like shrimp. And a lot of everything. When I make a salad, everything goes in the salad. Everything goes in. But dobe and spaghetti is just a winner. It truly is. When my children were growing up, that was the most requested dish for their birthdays. And then, you know, for dessert, I do banana foster because I know how to do it. It may not be for everybody because you've got a fire in the kitchen. It's not for a kitchen with an 8-foot ceiling because you never know what's going to happen. But I love to make banana foster, the dobe and spaghetti, probably with asparagus on the side, a lemon asparagus, and a great salad, and banana Foster.
And what's number two?
Number two is good steak. I like mashed potatoes with everything, you know, with butter and sour cream and chives. Oh, I think that's delicious. But a good steak with a good mushroom sauce on top. Oh, and a lot of wine. Oh, yes, wine. Don't forget the wine.
Well, give us some tricks and tips that you've learned over the years to perfectly grill our steak.
You know what? I've got to preference this. I would hope that I wouldn't be doing the cooking that night. I would hope that whoever I'm spending Valentine's Day with would be doing the cooking. I'll do the dessert. But how to do a good steak? You need a good grill, a hot grill. I mean, really, really hot. That steak goes on. I would give it, 5 minutes or so. It depends on how you like it. I would turn it over, more grill marks on it, and then I would finish it off a little bit in the oven to make sure it was cooked. Depending on how you like it, do you like it rare or medium? I'm a medium person, but there are members of my family who want it well done. So having a good thermometer, trust me, pays off.
Before we let you get away, Harriet, tell us about the New Orleans School of Cooking. We hear that there's more to it than just cooking classes. You weave in history and trivia and tall tales. Is that right?
Oh, yes. It's fun food and folklore. You know, we tell our stories about New Orleans, and we have good facts. Because most of us have gone through that program at the Cabildo, the Friends of the Cabildo. But we teach the food. We teach the roux. We teach how the roux is incorporated, how it's the foundation of the dishes that we make. And we give the history. You know, sure, we were trying with the roux. That was to give us body to our sauces. That was the French that showed up. But we didn't have wheat. There was no flour. So what did we use? What the West Africans, when the enslaved people were brought here, they taught us how to use okra. And okra in that West African dialect, if I can say it correctly with my New Orleans accent, you say okra and it's king gumbo.
Huh.
And gumbo stuck. But okra was used to thicken soups and stews. When we weren't growing okra, because it's really a summer crop, the first family here, the American Indian, taught us how to use filet, ground sassafras leaves. So we give you backgrounds on the recipes. And our recipes are because of all the people who came to this port city to make a new life for themselves. They brought their ways of cooking. I mean, we had the French Canadians, we had enslaved, we had the first family, we had Germans in 1720. We had the Los Llanos from the Canary Islands. We were Spanish for the last 40 years.
And lots of Italians.
And Italians came in 1850. You know, so you can see this is a city of immigrants. And we all came to the table with our recipes. We couldn't find some of the things that we were accustomed to using at home. And so the people would say, well, make do. And that's what we did. You make substitutions. And our recipes live on because of those early settlers. We all brought something to the table.
It's a joy to have Harriet Robin of the New Orleans School of Cooking on the show. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Fat Tuesday, Harriet. And thank you for being part of the show today.
Thank you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side-by-side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We are excited to spend some time now with Dan Lee of the Faux Shack. Hey, Dan, welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
Hello, how are you?
Doing well. Dan's appearance on the show is a precursor for the Lunar New Year. Most people know it simply as the Chinese New Year, but the Lunar New Year is celebrated in most of Asia. Isn't that right, Dan?
Correct.
Yeah, we understand Japan, Korea, Burma, Cambodia, Laos, Mongolia, Tibet, yes, even Vietnam, where Dan is from originally, they all celebrate the Lunar New Year. What do you call the Lunar New Year in Vietnam, Dan?
Tet. It's called Tet.
And kind of like the Tet Offensive during the Vietnam War, is that right?
Correct.
So, in other words, the Tet Offensive during the Vietnam War was simply fought during the Lunar New Year. Is that correct?
I believe so.
However, I think I read somewhere that all the Lunar New Year celebrations are historically tied to the traditional Chinese lunisolar calendar. Can you confirm or deny that?
No.
So we'll just assume that it's so. And for those of you who are interested in such things, in the Chinese New Year, it's the year of the dog. Do you have any kind of designation like that in the Vietnamese New Year, Dan?
Yeah, we have those animals, the Chinese New Year's.
So you go by the same year as the Chinese do?
I believe so.
So it's the year of the dog in Vietnam as well.
Yes.
So by its name, we're going to assume that the Lunar New Year is based on the cycles of the moon rather than the Earth's rotations around the sun. So the two calendars don't always coincide, right?
Yes.
Now, before we go too much further, give us your background, Dan. Where were you born, raised, go to school, those kinds of things?
Well, I was born in Palacios, Texas, growing up, helping my dad on the shrimp boat, and then just moved to Houston after I graduated. Went to school for a little bit. That didn't work out, so decided to open the restaurant. And here I am at the Pho Shack, working on a second one right now.
Immigration is a big political football these days, and we are not at all interested in fighting that battle on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But give us your family's immigration story.
My dad and mom and dad came over here a while back and, came here with nothing. And then they worked really hard to get where we're at now. So thank God for them for, working so hard.
And what piqued your interest in cooking in the first place?
I just enjoy cooking for my family, just hang out, just cook. And then I like the food so much that why not open a pho store, open a pho restaurant?
Who do you consider to be your mentor in the kitchen?
My mom.
Why?
She cooks all the time, and she cooks good, so I cook too.
Did you cook with her as you were growing up?
Yes, I did, some dishes.
How did you get into the restaurant business?
I have no idea. I never worked in a restaurant before. Never did, no experience, no nothing. So just open it.
So fill us in on how the Pho Shack actually got started.
Me and my brother just decided to open a pho restaurant. And the key is just make good food, Just don't cheat around your recipe. Just, buy the freshest product there is and put it out there.
So what is pho?
It's a Vietnamese noodle soup. I have a prime rib eye, meatballs, lean brisket, and fatty brisket with it. And also shrimp also. I take off my dad's boat, so it's real, real fresh.
But that's not all you serve at the Pho Shack, right?
No. I serve vermicelli with local. I buy my pork from local, and it's real, real fresh. And some banh mi's and some rice dishes. That's it. It's a small menu.
So what do you consider to be the house specialty?
Well, the pho. But everything is good on the menu. Everything is good. I like everything on there.
So tell us exactly, how do you make pho?
How do I make pho? It's a waiting game. I sit in for like 16, 17 hours, like straight. And then just get all the broth out of the bones. That just brings out the broth. I use beef bones, chicken in it. So it's a beef bone and chicken broth, both mixed together. And I use a lot of brisket. Brisket has a lot of flavor in it, too. So that's how I do it.
The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show talks about many different food preparation techniques in the kitchen and in the outdoor kitchen. So let's talk about char grilling for just a moment, because that's the primary technique our listeners use. The Pho Shack has a lot of different char grilled items on its menu. Start out by telling us how you make the char grilled vermicelli bowl you mentioned a moment ago.
Char grilled is very, very yummy. Some other restaurant, they use a different type of grill that it doesn't give that char grill taste, that barbecue taste. I have a technique I got down that it tastes smoky, tastes char grilled.
Well, tell us how you do that.
I marinate overnight, or actually 2 days with my marination, and then I char grill it on the grill.
Then you have another dish called char-grilled rice plate. Now, surely you're not char-grilling the rice. So,
no.
So tell us what kind of plate that is and how you prepare it.
Well, the rice dish, I use the char-grilled meat also, the same with vermicelli. But the vermicelli, it's a vermicelli noodles. It's like dry vermicelli noodles with fish sauce poured over. But the rice dish is just us just served with char-grilled meat, but with rice and an egg.
And we understand that the customer can actually choose what kind of meat they want to go with the rice. So explain.
Correct. Either char-grilled chicken, char-grilled pork, and the pork and chicken, the same marination. Yeah, with lemongrass and shallots and stuff like that.
And then there are even a couple of char-grilled sandwiches on the Faux Shack's menu. So
correct.
Give us your recipe for the grilled pork sandwich.
It's same procedure. It's the same pork that I use for vermicelli and rice, but this is in the sandwich with my homemade butter.
And what kind of bread do you use?
I use baguettes, fresh baguettes every day.
Where do you get the baguettes? Do you bake them yourself?
No, that's too much time to do. I get it down Bel Air.
And how do you dress them up?
Put cilantro, daikon, cucumbers, jalapenos, and house-made mayo, and your choice of tofu, char-grilled pork, or char-grilled chicken.
Plus, customers can add a fried egg for only a dollar. That sounds really good.
Yeah, you got to come try it.
I will. Now, let's talk about the Lunar New Year celebration that's coming up this next week. Which day is it again?
It is, I've been so busy, I think it's next week sometime, 16th or 17th.
In Western culture, we feature specific foods for New Year's celebrations. Like here in the South, we eat black-eyed peas for good luck, cabbage for financial prosperity. Are there any similar dishes used to celebrate the Tet New Year?
It's whatever you want to cook. I mean, that's what we do in our family. You know, we don't cook something every year that for New Year's. You know, just whatever we're craving for that is good, that we'll cook it.
What are you planning for this year?
Bánh xèo. It's like a Vietnamese crepe, a batter to pour over pork belly, little bitty shrimp, and some onions. It came out to be like a crepe. It's called bánh xèo.
Are you planning any special celebrations at the Faux Shack for the Tet New Year?
Maybe a dragon dance.
Ah, tell us about that.
Well, every business over here in... they get dragons out, like a couple of them, depends on how much you want to spend, and they'll dance and bring out the bad luck and bring in the good luck and, you know, just something cool.
The Houston Press has called the Faux Shack a hidden gem, but I'm afraid the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show has blown your cover, Dan. Now everybody knows about the best Vietnamese food in Fort Bend County at the Faux Shack. Give us your exact address.
5022 Highway 90A, Suite A, Sugarland, Texas, 77498.
And you have a new location in the works?
Yes, we do. It will be off I-10 and 99 next to Costco, next to Moe Irish Pub. We should be done about July, August, so please be on the lookout for that.
And what are your hours of operation?
7 days a week, 11 to 9.
Do you have a website?
Yes, we do. It's called thefaux.com.
And social media?
Yes, we are on Facebook, Instagram. That's it.
Do you accept reservations?
Yes, we do.
And how will people make those reservations, Dan?
Just call in, 832-886-4902.
Takeout available?
Yes, sir.
And obviously at the same number. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us about your cuisine, and happy Tet New Year. Did I say that right?
Correct. Happy New Year. Happy Tet New Year.
Say it in Vietnamese for us, Dan.
Chúc mừng năm mới.
Well, I feel dumb now.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.